were filled with anthems that pushed boundaries and broke the rules. And these songs proved that no matter how much the establishment tried to control the narrative, rock and roll was here to stay. Whether it was the explicit lyrics, the rebellious messages, or the raw energy, these tracks became symbols of defiance that still resonate today. This list is just the tip of the iceberg. Join us in this video as we take a look at 12 songs the 80s tried to silence, but couldn't. Number 1. Let Me Put My Love Into You, AC/DC 1980. AC/DC never shied away from controversy, but Let Me Put My Love Into You took things to another level. For some, the lyrics were too much, and the song became a lightning rod for criticism. The 1980s were full of moral panic, and parents were furious that their kids were bopping to such blatant sexual innuendo. They demanded this track be banned, claiming it was lewd and inappropriate. Despite the outrage, the song was never banned. In fact, it became one of AC/DC's most enduring hits, cementing the band's reputation for unapologetically rebellious rock. Number 2. High and Dry, Saturday Night, Def Leppard, 1981. Def Leppard's High and Dry Saturday Night is a glam rock anthem that defines the spirit of 80s excess, especially the kind that comes with a drink in hand. The track's lyrics, which dive deep into the world of partying, loneliness, and alcohol, didn't sit well with the more conservative factions of society. The PMRC, that's the Parents Music Resource Center for those not in the know, had its eyes on this one, accusing the band of promoting dangerous behavior. With lines about getting high and dry, the critics believed the song was glorifying substance abuse and setting a bad example for the youth. And while Def Leppard took some heat for this one, the track still made waves on the charts. In the end, the ban never happened, and High and Dry became one of Def Leppard's best works. Number 3. Bastard, Motley Crue. The track is a full-throttle assault, complete with harsh, violent lyrics that had parents and critics throwing their hands up in horror. The title alone, Bastard, was enough to get some up in arms, but it's the dark, chaotic energy of the song that pushed it over the edge. The Crue's brand of rebellion was always loud, but this song pushed into unsettling territory. Critics feared it glorified violence and chaos, with lyrics that seemed to revel in destructive behavior. The PMRC, ever watchful for anything they deemed dangerous, quickly added it to their watch list, hoping to keep this track from getting too much attention. But in the end, Bastard was never banned. They continued to live on as an anthem for anyone who loved the raw, untamed side of rock and roll. Motley Crue were the kings of shock, and this track was a perfect example of their devil-may-care approach to music. Number 4. Suicide Solution, Ozzy Osbourne, 1980. Suicide is Ozzy's Suicide Solution lit a firestorm in the mid-80s, after two separate families filed lawsuits claiming the song's lyrics contributed to their teenage son's suicides. The media latched on, watchdog groups panicked, and Ozzy was suddenly painted as the dark messiah of moral decay. Despite the fact that Ozzy himself said the song was actually a warning against alcoholism, written in memory of AC/DC's Bon Scott, who died of alcohol poisoning. Still, the heat was real. The court battles dragged on, putting the First Amendment on the stand right alongside Ozzy. But in the end, the lawsuits were thrown out. The judge ruled the lyrics were protected speech, no matter how dark or uncomfortable they made people feel. The outrage was loud, but Suicide Solution remained unbanned and one of rock's timepieces. Number 5. Frank Zappa, Porn Wars, 1985.
Hawkins, you went on to make some very, very startling revelations about...
If there was ever a sonic middle finger aimed directly at censorship, it was Frank Zappa's Porn Wars, released during the height of the PMRC's hearings. This experimental track was a full-blown auditory protest. Zappa mixed real audio from Senate hearings, distorted voices, electronic effects, and satirical commentary into a chaotic collage. It's not a song in the traditional sense. It's more like a battle cry. By turning the words of his censors into art, Zappa mocked the moral panic sweeping through the country. He didn't just oppose the PMRC. He dissected their arguments, reassembled them, and shot them back in their direction. Porn Wars became a symbol of artistic defiance, proving that even congressional scrutiny couldn't silence Zappa's fight for free expression. The irony? The song that critics tried to stifle was made from their own words. Number 6. Queen, Another One Bites the Dust, 1980. Another One Bites the Dust. On the surface, Queen's Another One Bites the Dust is an infectious, bass-heavy groove that took the world by storm. was a genre-bending smash that crossed over from rock to funk to disco, racking up massive radio play and becoming one of the band's most iconic tracks. But underneath that pulsating beat, the song sparked unexpected outrage. Critics and moral guardians latched onto the lyrics, claiming it glorified violence, death, and nihilism. It didn't help that some urban legends accused the song of containing subliminal messaging, when played backwards, supposedly encouraging drug use or even suicide. The paranoia peaked in religious circles, where backward masking hysteria was running wild. The song found itself on informal do-not-playlists at certain conservative stations, and it was one of many songs brought up in the broader discussion around music's influence on youth. In the end, it became a sports arena anthem, a symbol of swagger, and a defiant hit that proved even controversy can't kill a great groove. Number 7. Eat Me Alive, Judas Priest, 1984. Judas Priest's Eat Me Alive was the heavy metal anthem that got more attention for its potential to cause public outrage than for its musical achievements. The song's explicit lyrics, including references to violence and sexual assault, caught the attention of the PMRC, who immediately placed it on their radar as part of their ongoing crusade against what they deemed corrupting influences. Parents, religious groups, and critics expressed outrage, accusing the band of glorifying dangerous behavior, but Judas Priest stood their ground, defending the track as nothing more than a metaphor for emotional intensity and rebellion. Despite the fury it ignited, Eat Me Alive wasn't banned. The track became a symbol of the genre's unapologetic attitude, turning its controversy into a badge of honor that many fans embraced. Number 8. We're Not Gonna Take It, Twisted Sister, 1984. Twisted Sister's We're Not Gonna Take It is without a doubt one of the most iconic anthems of rebellion from the 1980s. The song's raucous, rebellious spirit made it a rallying cry for disaffected youth, but its in-your-face attitude also made it a lightning rod for controversy. Critics and conservative groups claimed that the track encouraged violence, defiance, and disorder, pointing to the aggressive tone and the song's challenging of authority. The PMRC in particular took aim at the anthem for its perceived promotion of chaos, accusing it of fostering a culture of teenage disobedience. But despite the controversy, the song was not banned. Instead, We're Not Gonna Take It became a massive hit, an anthem for outcasts and a symbol of punk-inspired rock rebellion. Our next song was at the forefront of severe backlash, and for good reason, too. It was targeted for use of slurs and targeting specific races. Number 9. Guns N' Roses, One in a Million, 1988. You're one in a million, babe. If there was ever a song built to piss people off, this was it. With One in a Million, Guns N' Roses did more than just poke the bear. The lyrics were filled with slurs targeting black people, immigrants, and the LGBTQ+ community, and it sparked immediate and furious backlash. Activist groups called for bans, radio stations refused to touch it, even some fans were stunned. And yet the song was never officially banned. The firestorm eventually burned out, but not before leaving a scar across the band's image that still divides opinions today. In an era where censorship was becoming increasingly popular, One in a Million walked away uncensored, bruised, infamous, but untouched by the banhammer. And speaking of controversy hiding in plain sight, our next entry is a chart-topping anthem with a line that radio stations still argue about to this day. Number 10. Dire Straits, Money for Nothing, 1985. It's one of the most recognizable riffs of the 80s, and one of the most hotly debated lyrics. Money for Nothing was a massive hit. It's catchy, it's clever, and it caught hell for dropping a homophobic slur right in the middle of its second verse. The offending word, sparked outrage across multiple countries. In Canada, the Canadian Broadcast Standards Council actually attempted to ban the unedited version in 2011, yep, nearly 30 years after it came out, only to stay the course after massive backlash. In the US and UK, radio stations scrambled to air censored versions. Critics debated the intent. Was it satire? Was it realism? Was it just lazy writing? Whatever it was, the push to erase it came fast. But the song itself, it survived untouched. No ban, no recall. No censorship law could stop it from becoming a part of rock radio history. The riff still plays, the controversy still lingers, and Money for Nothing proved that once a song hit the cultural bloodstream, trying to erase it is like trying to put toothpaste back in the tube. But trust us, the 80s weren't done trying. Number 11. Trashed, Black Sabbath, 1983. Black Sabbath had already earned their place in rock history with their heavy doom-laden riffs, but their track Trashed took things in an even darker direction. With lyrics about a drunken car crash and the chaos that follows, the song ignited widespread backlash. People were quick to condemn the track for glorifying substance abuse and recklessness, worrying that it could encourage listeners to adopt dangerous behaviors. The song's raw energy and chaotic vibe certainly made it stand out, but it also raised concerns about the influence rock music could have on impressionable youth. At a time when the PMRC was already on the warpath, targeting songs they deemed harmful, Trashed was an obvious candidate for their list of problematic tracks. Despite the criticism, the song didn't get banned, and in true Sabbath fashion, it only served to fuel their rebellious spirit. Number 12. Into the Coven, Merciful Fate, 1983. Merciful Fate's Into the Coven was one of the most controversial tracks of the early 80s, not just because of its heavy metal sound, but because of its dark, occult-themed lyrics. The PMRC wasted no time in labeling the song as dangerous, accusing the Danish band of promoting Satanism and occult practices. The lyrics, with their references to witches, covens, and dark rituals, were seen as a direct challenge to the Christian values held by many in America at the time. Religious groups, already wary of the growing influence of rock and metal, saw Into the Coven as a sinister force that could lead young people astray. Yet as with many of the songs on this list, the outrage only made the band more famous. Merciful Fate leaned into the controversy, fully embracing their image as purveyors of darkness and the macabre. While the song didn't face an outright ban, it ignited the flames of protest from conservative groups, fueling the larger debate about the role of music in shaping culture.